Good morning, everyone. This is Rob McDougall from Zenk Financial here with your weekly economic update. Today is Monday, March 4th, 2024. Let's go over last week's economic data points that were released. Quite a few of them, some of them impactful. We'll just go chronologically starting on Monday. Last Monday, we had new home sales for January, which came in a little lower than expected. So expected 680 came in at 661. This is a pattern that we're hoping to see. So you've possibly, likely heard the term Goldilocks economy. That's really what the market is looking for. That is growth that is not too high to create inflation, but growth too low to not add job growth and keep people employed. So a number like this, a little bit below expectations, not that big of a deal, probably kind of good. And as we go through the rest of these numbers, you'll see last week the economic activity, the economic data points that were released were generally below expectations, which is actually good. So, and we'll see that with the Atlanta Federal Reserve's expectation for first quarter GDP in just a moment. So, carrying on Tuesday, we had durable goods orders. That was for January. That was expected to be down 4.5%. It came in at a negative 6.1%. In particular, on that metric, aircraft, non-defense aircraft and parts was down 16% month over month. This is a month over month figure. So durable goods orders are very lumpy. So swings back and forth on a monthly basis. Prior month, which was the month of December, was down just slightly month over month, minus 0.3%. But again, January, a big down month, negative 6.1%. Going on to Thursday, these were the real heavy hitters for the week in terms of economic data points. And in line with the Goldilocks, personal income came in much better than expected. The expectation was a month over month increase of 0.4%. Actually came in at a positive 1%. So that means consumers with more money in their pockets, good, so ability to spend up, but personal spending in line with expectations up only 0.2%. That would imply just those two data points alone that consumer savings actually went up in the month of January, which again would be welcome instead of having credit card balances go up. So both of those in combination, positive. Then we got the PCE information, PCE, PCE core. Both came in right at expectations on a month-over-month basis. PCE came in at 0.3, positive 0.3% for January. PCE core, positive 0.4%. No surprise there. Very often, as we go through these economic data points, we don't bother to talk about revisions. We'll talk about this one, though. University of Michigan's consumer sentiment, which came out earlier in the month, it's for the month of February, came in around February 10th, but that came in on a very strong 79.6. That was revised down kind of significantly, down to 76.9. So consumer sentiment had been ramping up and very strong month-over-month growth, but the second look at that by the University of Michigan took it down a little bit. So I referenced the GDP expectations from the Atlanta Federal Reserve and what happened to those. Given all that data that we saw last week, and again, our hope, your hope probably, for a Goldilocks economy, a soft landing, the Atlanta Federal Reserve took down their expectation for first quarter GDP growth. This at one point was, I know it was over 4%, but I think it was close to 5%. Earlier in the quarter, it has been coming down almost weekly. So 2 weeks ago, the release came out at a positive 2.9%. Last week, that was revised down after all this economic activity you and I just went over, revised down to a positive 2.1. That would be a really good number, a 2.1% GDP growth on a real basis. That's pretty close to what is expected to be trend line for the U.S., which is estimated anywhere from 1.8 to 2.5%. So I think a 2.1%, we would all like to see that for the first quarter. And that's where the Atlanta Federal Reserve thinks we are at this point. Inflation expectations, this has been kind of a non-factor. It just hasn't moved that much in the last several months. That came in last week at 2.32%. So again, inflation expectations over the next 10 years expected to be averaging 2.3%. In terms of the Fed funds futures and expectations for whatever the Fed might do here in 2024, there's a meeting, a Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting that happens on March 20th. It actually starts on the 19th. 20th, they'll have a rate decision. Now, it had been pretty much a lock only 4 months ago that we were going to get at least one cut during this. Overwhelming expectation, not so. Only 3% odds built into the Fed funds future market that we do get that 25 basis point increase. So what has happened to the rest of the expectations for Fed fund increases over the next, to the end of the year? Well, now Fed funds futures are suggesting by the end of the year, there's a 48.9% chance that we get four interest rate cuts or a total of 1%. We're currently at 5.25 to 5.5. It's a range. So the expectation is almost 50% odds that we'll have four decreases, so we'll be down to that 425 to 450 range. That is actually an improvement, or the expectations are higher than they were a week ago, and I'm sure that's based on the economic data that we just went through, which further suggests a softening, slowing economy and a better chance at that soft landing. So, market reaction to that last week, U.S. equities up, international equities mostly up, fixed income up in the U.S. So last week, U.S. markets, S&P 500 up 1%. The NASDAQ led that. That was up 1.74%. But within the U.S., good for us, good for you, small cap actually outperformed. That was up 1.94%, whereas large cap in the U.S. up 0.88%. So now on a year-to-date basis, as of the end of the day Friday, S&P 500 almost up 8%, up 7.97%, led by the NASDAQ components, NASDAQ up 8.42% year-to-date. So last week, international stocks, the developed markets were up, and the emerging market indexes were down. The developed market index up 0.63%, and again, S&P up 0.99%. So if we use that as the proxy for U.S. stocks outperformed developed market stocks. And then in a pattern that we've seen so often over the last year for sure, is emerging market worse than developed markets, worse than the U.S. Emerging markets down 35 basis points, and within that, China, which is roughly 26-27% of emerging market indexes, down 70 basis points. So on a year-to-date basis, equities in total, U.S. S&P 500 up 7.97%, developed markets up 2.75%, emerging markets essentially flat, China down 3.83%. In terms of fixed income, last week, U.S., very positive week, two-year yield was down 13 basis points, 10-year yield down 7 basis points. So the Bloomberg Aggregate Bond Index up nearly 0.5% last week, up 0.47%, which cut the deficit that we've had on a year-to-date basis. So now, as of the end of the day Friday, the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index still negative, but it's a negative 1.3%. Switching gears, taking a look at this week's economic activity. Not quite as robust as last week, but there are several data points to take note of. Tomorrow is the ISM Non-Manufacturing or Services Index. We've talked about the fact that we're in a manufacturing recession here in the U.S. That PMI indicator has consistently been below 50. However, the service indicator has been consistently above 50. So the expectation is, the consensus is 53 is where we'll come in on the ISM Services Index. Last, for the month of January, that was a 53.4. So on Friday, Friday is the big day in terms of economic data, non-farm payrolls, average hourly earnings, and unemployment rate. So non-farm payrolls in the month of January, up much stronger than anyone expected, up 353,000 additional jobs. It's expected to have come in somewhat below that. The consensus estimate for February is about 200,000 new jobs added. In terms of average hourly earnings in the month of January, that was a positive 0.6%. The expectation is for the month of February, that's a positive 0.3%. And the unemployment rate, static, expected to come in at 3.7% for February. That's where it was for January. So that's it for the economic data. For a recap of last week, for the markets last week, thank you very much for your attendance. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you.